You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, in the house with Jared on News 1045 WOKV.
Good morning and welcome in. It's In the House with usually with Jared Melnick of Universal Roof and Contracting, but today, special guests. Welcome, Ken. Welcome, Josh.
Hey, thank you so much. The show is all about home improvement, and just so those of you that don't know, Jared is my son. This is Ken. I am the founder of Universal Roof and Contracting, and Jared is president of Universal Roof and Contracting and usually does the show. The show is all about home improvement, and that's what we're here to do for you, to answer any questions that you have or your wife or spouse or any honey-do list that you have. So if you have any home improvement questions that you'd like to talk about, we'd like to talk about it with you. We do roofs and contracting and windows, all of those things. We're general contractors and roofing contractors. Today's a big weekend. This weekend's a great weekend because it's actually Father's Day weekend. And so Josh and I would like to talk to you about different ideas and things that you might want for the father in your house, having to do with home improvements, some tools or things like that. We could also talk a little bit about preparedness for hurricane preparedness, all of that stuff, and any questions that you have. So the show is about whatever you'd like to talk about, and you can reach us right now at 416-1399. I'd like to talk to you, so give us a call.
Nope, that's actually the number to Universal Roof in Jacksonville. The call-in number is 340-1045.
Thanks for catching that,
Josh. 340-1045. We're definitely still in other mode. So
yeah, no doubt.
We definitely want to talk to you about home improvement and about some great ideas for Father's Day. You know, go out there and get Dad something cool. So if you want to chat with us about Father's Day or anything home improvement, give us a call at 340-1045. Ken and I actually went up to Milwaukee, Wisconsin to the 2018 Milwaukee Tool New Product Symposium. Got to play with all their new tools for 2018. They came out with an M18 fuel chainsaw and table saw, which I think those are the two biggest takeaways that we saw, the two, you know, big blockbuster tools that are going to come out. The table saw and the chainsaw both run on their M18 battery pack. So that means completely cordless. You're not connected to, you know, you're not bound by an extension cord.
And the idea behind that is they've also changed their batteries. Their battery systems that Milwaukee uses are absolutely amazing. They have 50% more lifespan. All of their batteries interchange with all of their tools. So you can take one battery from one tool to the other. Also, their warranties are the best in the market. They last better. They're just
just all around great tools. They actually sent us, so kind of for Father's Day, one of our recommendations is to go check out Milwaukee Packout. So what that is, it's their modular storage system that everything, connects together. And we saw it last year debuted we received it recently, and this fall they're actually going to come out with a lot more on the Packout line, and it's just pretty amazing stuff. Heavy duty. It was actually delivered to my house, and I was out of town, and a bear actually mauled the box and then dragged it around. The storage system was completely fine. Some scratches, obviously, but you know, it withstood a Florida black bear. So
yeah, and you got to look to see any of the scratches or anything. When we saw the test and we were up in Milwaukee, they actually, from 6 or 8 foot in the air, dropped cinder blocks on top of the Packout system, and you can't break them.
Yep.
And they all interlock, and it's on a like a hand truck system, and they interlock with each other. So not only is it easy to pack in and out,
yep,
it's also safe and easy to use.
Yep, and we're going to jump right to the calls. So we have Jeff. Jeff, you got a question for us? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for your call.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you.
I just had a question. We're in our home for 22 years, and our concrete is showing a lot of the aggregate, both on the patio and on the driveway.
Yes.
So was looking, we thought about doing pavers on the patio. Is it smart to do that on top of the concrete?
Yeah, they have thin pavers, which is the better way to go on concrete. Just thin pavers, you can't drive on them, but if you're using it out on your patio, you wouldn't be driving on it anyway. I love the look of it, and you can thin set them down, or you can actually you know, use the thin pavers as a border and then put the sand down. But I like to thin set them, and I think it's a great way to go. Josh, you're actually doing that yourself on your own. You're putting in a pool and you're using thin pavers on top of your existing pavers, aren't you?
Yep, absolutely.
On top of your existing concrete.
We are. Quikrete, the major company, is a parent company, and they actually own a paver company. And we actually ran into the exact problem you were talking about. We were going to do thick pavers for the entire patio and also coping around the pool. And we found out through some engineering issues that there was actually no way to remove the entire existing concrete patio. So the solution was actually to come back with a thin paver that matches the thick paver that we're going to use. So half of the patio, the majority of the patio will be a full-size paver, you know, installed the normal way. And then the remainder, it's about 300 square feet, 325. That will actually be a thin paver that's thin set to the concrete. And that's a great solution to save a slab, you know, and not have to go through the expense of cutting it up and removing it.
Yeah, and the great thing I like about it, Jeff, is you've got the strength of the concrete that's there, and any of the cracks or aggregate and the oldness of it is going to go away.
Yeah, the company that I'm using on my project, it's a Quikrete company, but they're actually called Flagstone Pavers. And if you just go to their website, you can see the different options that they have, or just go to a local paver outlet, you know, a paver store, and just see what they have and what you like.
Or they can get them online too, or?
Yeah, you can look online, and then they'll point you to a dealer. And then, you know, usually pavers, when you order them, you have to have them delivered just because of the weight.
Jeff, is this a product, a thing that you're going to do yourself, or are you going to hire someone?
More than likely, I would do it myself, so I'm looking at some cost savings wherever possible. What would you suggest to fix the driveway? I mean, I've got a crack down the center of it. It looks pretty tired.
So Quikrete actually makes some really great products for fixing cracks. If you go to their website, quikrete.com, it'll have, kind of like a product guide of which way to go and which product to use based on the width of the crack. Now, obviously, if there was like a big oak tree growing and the driveway's just beat up, sometimes you get to a point where the best option is to just break it all out and redo it.
But Quikrete does a really good system. They show you which product you should use on it, and also a video kind of thing on how to do it too.
Yep.
And I like the idea, Jeff, that you're doing this yourself. The sweat equity, I love that.
Yeah, I can use all the sweat equity I can get.
Yeah, we all can.
I tell you, we all feel the same way. I've been doing it my whole life. I'm 70 years old and Jared's dad. And so my whole life I've been doing it. And so congratulations on doing that. And I think it's going to be beautiful for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your call in today. And that leaves a line for you to get on the line. And if you have any questions having to do with home improvement, we're here to help you.
Yep, that number is 340-1045. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll answer more of your home improvement questions.
Welcome back. The show is called In the House, normally with Jared, but today on the special Father's Day weekend edition, we've got Ken and Josh. Ken, of course, is Jared's dad. Happy Father's Day to Ken.
Brother.
And what I'd like to do now is talk about a little bit about hurricane preparedness, guys. What should we do? What should we do? How should we prepare?
Okay, well, thanks for that. And everyone tuning in, thank you for tuning in today. We really appreciate you tuning in. And sorry, Jared's not here today. He asked me if Josh and I could fill in. And so I'm Jared's dad and CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. We are your contractor. And you know, we just, Irma, this last October, wreaked havoc on us. And the more that you can prepare for the hurricanes, absolutely the better. And one of the things, in my opinion, is you need everything inspected. You need to know the condition of your roof. Is there some minor thing that needs to be done now? Do you have trees around the house that are need to be trimmed and get some of the bulkiness out of it so that the wind can go through it rather than push it over? And
yep.
Josh has a whole series of stuff here for us to talk about.
So if you have a call, a question, want to comment on it, it's 340-1045. You can join us on the air today. Again, 340-1045. I think one of the biggest things when it comes to hurricane preparedness, for your home safety, is making sure that the trees are back and away from the roof, checking your gutters, making sure that those are clean so they can handle, you know, the load of water that you're going to be taking on. And then another thing is, you know, if you're going to run a generator, make sure that you have the system in place now. I remember when Irma came, there was like a run at the big box stores. Everybody had went and bought the same outlet, you know, so that they could wire their generator to their house. Bring an electrician out, do that now, have that all set up now so that when the hurricane comes, if you lose power, all you got to do is just walk outside, roll the generator out, put gas in it, start it up, and plug it into the house. It's terrible to be dealing with it when you're hot, humid, you got trees down, and now you got to go and mess around with the electrical panel and stuff like that. It's just better to just have it ready.
That's a good idea, Josh. And they do make those systems. And you can get your generator now, just store it. Also, a big thing is, you know, gas cans or what size of gas cans. They also make gas caddies.
Yep.
That are like little wheelbarrows or hand trucks, and they hold like 20, 30 gallons at a time and make it a lot easier to have the gas ready. And then also think about what it is that you want to have working during with the generator. Most of the time, your AC isn't going to be involved, but you know, getting your freezer and your refrigerator connected to it, some lights and maybe a TV even. So that,
yeah,
but usually TVs aren't working either. But
we actually got a call from Richard in Jacksonville Beach. Richard, how you doing today?
Hey, fantastic. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing great, and thanks for your call, Richard. Glad to help you.
My pleasure. Well, when you were talking about, you know, hurricane trimming your trees, and I just wanted to say I've been working as an arborist and a forester for, you know, a while now. My background's in forestry.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having the show.
You bet.
So Ed Gilman is a arborist. He used to work with the University of Florida, and he did some studies where they had giant fans, and they brought them in on, like, the backs of tractor trailers, and they blew hurricane-force winds at trees.
Awesome.
And they had little sensors set all over the trees that the computer could monitor. And what happens is all the other branches that you have on the trees, what they do is they're absorbing a lot of that energy, and they're keeping that energy away from the main branches. So when you see these, you know, door-to-door tree companies come by and say, hey, you know, we're going to hurricane-proof your trees, and my dad's falling for it, and it sucks because his son's an arborist and a forester. But what you're doing a lot of times is they're creating huge lever arms on the trees. They're removing a lot of the branches from the trunk out and kind of leaving them on the tips. And what they're saying is, well, now the wind can blow through the tree and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But it's actually not correct. What's happening is you're creating a huge lever arm with a sail on the end. And so what's happening is when you are getting breaks, you're getting catastrophic breaks on the tree limb, and you have nothing, no other limbs to cut back to. So that whole branch, that whole limb becomes a total loss. So I just wanted to talk about that and let you all know, if anyone out there is interested, you know, Ed Gilman has some really good research on the topic, and I can hang up and listen to y'all's comments off the air.
Well, Richard, I have a question. So how does that apply then? Because that actually makes a lot of sense what you're saying.
Yeah, it does.
How does that apply? Now, if you have already limbs that you know are on the way out, would you recommend leaving them or trimming them back?
Well, I would recommend a couple of things. Looking at the species of the tree. So one issue in Jacksonville is we have a ton of laurel oak and water oaks.
Right.
And those trees are not known to what's called compartmentalize their decay very well. So once a wound happens in those trees, you know, that decay will continue. And what happens is with live oaks, they're pretty good at handling that, and they'll put on extra wood each year to try to, you know, compensate structurally for that. But what I would have would, you know, just a general risk assessment of the tree and see if there's any places where you can identify weak structural points in the tree. And by all means, I would have those addressed, you know, before hurricane season. So a lot of times what you'll get, and especially with landscape trees, and you see this all the time, if people are buying poor landscape trees from the nurseries, they'll have, what's called dual leaders, where the tree has, you know, two main trunks kind of competing with each other.
Sure.
Or they'll have what's called, and you can look this up to kind of see pictures of it so you know what you're looking for, but included bark. And that is when a branch kind of makes like a, you know, you have two branches growing vertically and they kind of make like a V shape. And I always tell people to put your hand out and make a V with your index and middle finger. And if you see a branch on your tree that kind of looks like that, look. And what happens is, you know, a tree has to put on a new growth ring every year. And what's happening in those types of branch crotches is that you have wood growing against wood. You have bark growing against bark. And that could be a very weak structural point on the tree. Because every year it's putting on a new growth ring, and that bark is growing against the other bark because that branch is, structurally unsound. And eventually it'll split. Because it's pushing itself apart. So, you know, sure. There's things that tree risk assessors can look at on your tree and say, hey, well, that looks like a bad branch. That looks like a bad branch. This one has decay. You can, you know, spot certain types of fungus that'll make it structurally unsound. So by all means, I would do a tree risk assessment to identify those weak points. But I certainly wouldn't trim a tree just for the sake of trimming trees. I would never advise anybody to do that.
Okay.
And I've always deferred a lot of big, kind of landscaping style questions to just look up your local extension office, because it is unbelievable the amount of resources that they have.
Well,
oh, absolutely. And Larry Feigert's our local urban forest extension agent. He's a great guy, very knowledgeable. And if, you know, he can't come up with the answer, he can certainly point you into the right direction.
Richard, it's been great to have you call in, and thank you for doing that. You gave out some great information, and we really appreciate it. Have a great day, everyone, and happy Father's Day. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, in the house with Jared on News 104.5 WOKV.
Good morning. Welcome back. The show is called In the House. If you've got a question, any topic in home improvement, give us a call right now, 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045. Guys, we were talking about hurricane preparedness. We'll get right back to that conversation. But right now, Steve in Jacksonville Beach wants to discuss spray foam insulation. Good morning, Steve. Go right ahead with your question.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. My question is there a DIY spray foam? Can you rent like a machine or anything to do it yourself, or is that something you have to go through a subcontractor or contractor for?
There actually is, Steve. There is a product that they sell at the big box stores, and the thing is, if you're going to – it just depends. I would recommend it depends on how big of a job you're going to do. The kits at the big box stores are generally not designed to do, you know, like an entire house.
No, the only ones that I've seen are the ones like if you're taking out a door or window or remodeling a short piece of the wall or something like that to do that. Are you doing a remodel, or are you?
No, I just, my house is probably, you know, 20, 22 years old, and in the summertime, you know, it gets hot, so I was thinking about taking out the, you know, the fiberglass insulation and spray foam, and I'm an electrician, so I see it done in all these houses, but I didn't know if there was something I could do myself, or I would have to hire. My house is like 1,500 square feet, so it's not huge, but. You know, if there was something you could DIY, you'd save a bunch of money, I'm sure. So I was just wanting to know if you could rent something to spray that foam up in there.
Well, you actually don't rent it. So what it is, it almost looks like two propane tanks, and that's the two chemicals, you know, that get mixed in the nozzle.
And
it's like an AB kit. So you can actually, you know, you could actually buy that and then do it yourself. The only thing I would say is follow the instructions down to the T when it comes to protecting yourself, because the fumes and stuff that come off of that, you want to have buy the gloves, buy the respirator, buy the eye protection, you know, go the whole nine yards.
And, all right, okay. Well, yeah. All right, I'll check into that, guys. Thank you very much. And again, happy Father's Day.
And same to you. Steve, before you leave, though, I want to just say that I love the idea of what you're thinking about the spray foam. And when you do that, and you're going to do that, and you're going to retrofit it into your existing house, you do have to get away from ventilation, air coming in from the outside into the attic space and that. You have to block it off, and you have to do all the things that another company would do. So I think the best way to do it is to get a couple companies that you've seen on job sites or you've seen do, get them in and let them give you an estimate. How much is it? Then look at the amount of money that you're going to spend, and is it worth your time, or are you better off to save the money and let them do it?
I think it'd be a great thing if you know, they're come out with something like you could go rent like a pressure washer, you could go do something. But I know it's a lot more technical. But, you know, us DIYers, we like to try to tackle projects ourselves. So that, I think, would be a great thing if it ever came to market where you could rent something like that.
Sure. And, you know, and I think that's a great idea, too. And I like that idea. The problem is, I have heard of people that have even hired companies that were just beginning, didn't know what they were doing, and created some issues where people ended up with it not working correctly, mold and mildew issues, and because it wasn't mixed correctly or something like that. So just be cautious in that is all and I do appreciate your call today, and I love the do-it-yourselfer. So
yeah. All right, guys, thank you. Have a good one.
You too now. Bye-bye. Well, that takes care of his call and leaves an open line. Do we have another caller now? Or?
We do not, but you can take his line. It's 340-1045. So definitely want to just dive into some Father's Day ideas. If you have not gone out and gotten something for Dad, and you're looking for ideas, I would absolutely consider going to a big box store this weekend today and picking Dad up the Milwaukee, like we were talking about earlier, the Milwaukee Tool Packout System, the storage system. If you want to, go online, do some research on it beforehand. But if Dad's got a lot of tools and, you know, people are borrowing them and they disappear and this and that, I would say 100% this is a great way to keep them organized and safe.
Yeah, the Packout system is a great system. I love the way it interlocks and stores the building and stores the products and keeps everything safe. So Milwaukee, in my opinion, number one tool made.
Yep.
And you can definitely get everything from levels to tape measures to hammers, all Milwaukee.
Every bit of it. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you have a question about a French drain. Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy. Thanks for your call.
Good morning. We have some standing water in the front of our house. There's a slight slope to the neighborhood, and our house is about 3,000 square feet. So the water drains from the road that runs parallel to the house down into our front yard, so we get a lot of standing water. And we're interested in doing a do-it-yourself project, installing a French drain-type system.
Yes.
And we've looked at different products on the market, Lowe's and Amazon, and a lot of the drainage stuff is all plastic. We're kind of looking for some metal stuff, talking about possibly doing a large drain parallel to the road, maybe putting in a rock big ditch area, because then it continues to slope towards the house, and then put the French drain system around the front perimeter of the house. So any recommendations, suggestions you can give us, we'd appreciate it. I'd like to listen.
Yeah, Kathy, I actually have battled with water around my house, and I can tell you the small French drains are not the way to go. NDS makes a product called the 5-inch Pro Series Channel Drain Kit. It's awesome. It's a 5-inch wide drain, so you get maximum flow into the drain. And then the best part is you can actually remove the grates with a screw, just a screwdriver, and clean it out. That's the biggest thing when it comes to drains, because they will, over time, build up debris and eventually clog. So having a way to just pull the drains up, pull the grate up, you know, get a leaf blower in there or just get in there with your hand, clean it out, have it refreshed, and then put the grate back down, it's a great way. And I can tell you the NDS Pro Series is actually, it's extremely strong. So metal, I like where your head's at with metal. I would just say that for the price, the 5-inch Pro Drain Channel Kit is an unbelievable deal.
And then one of the other things that I think about, Kathy, is to get your local municipality out. Have them look at the issue with what responsibility they have having to do with the direction of the water and the water getting onto your private property, and see what they say about it. The other thing is to incorporate hardscapes. In other words, you take a ditch that's going to get the water into it, and then you put rocks inside of it so that it doesn't wash out the dirt or wash out other things. You use rock in it. It becomes a very beautiful hardscape area. At the same time, it's taking care of your water problem. So I think between those two things, it's really going to help you to get rid of your standing water. But also, I do like the idea of getting the municipality out so that they live up to their responsibility of doing the right thing.
Yep. And thanks for the call, Kathy. And let's go right to Steve, because I know we're coming up on a break. So let's get to Steve.
Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Very much glad to talk to you. I've got a metal roof, and I hear Jared always talking about he prefers the ones that are standing lock system or whatever.
Right.
But unfortunately, mine has the fasteners exposed with the little gasket underneath them. And this spring, I was up on the roof. I was cleaning it off, and I found one that was loose, and I tightened it up and took care of it. But is there a process or I would call it maybe like a roof tune-up where somebody would come out and redo all the screws, maybe just a little bit longer, if that makes any difference?
Well, it does make a difference, but how tight they are and all of that makes a difference too. So, and there's different kinds of screws. Some are of lesser quality, some are of higher quality. So you want to buy the highest quality screws that are going to match your roof. And it is something you can do yourself, or you can hire a local contractor to do that. And if we could help you with that, you please give us a call. You can reach us at 416-1399. That's a free estimate and look at it. But I like what you're doing, Steve. Keep a check on it. Good fasteners are the real key for that. If the fastener gets loose, and that happens mm-hmm. with heat, then you're right. That's where you're going to have failure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do appreciate it, and happy Father's Day. I see where Gary gets all his common sense from. And
well,
have a good weekend.
Well, that was kind of you. Thank you. Hey, music means we're up on a break, and we do have room for you to call back at 340-1045. Please call in and we'll talk to you after the break. Be right back.
Welcome back in the house. News 104.5 WOKV. Ken and Josh in the house today. Guys, before the break, we had a caller call from the west side, Joanne. She couldn't hang on. She had a flat roof that was leaking. What can she do?
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. And Joanne, if you can call back, I could talk to you a little bit about it because there's some questions there. Now, the show is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. Jared's normally here, and Jared's the president of Universal Roof and Contracting. My name is Ken Millick, Jared's dad, and I am the CEO and founder of Universal Roof. And flat roofs are totally different than a shingle-style roof. And flat means that it is that. It's like a table. But it does need to have positive drainage. And so it would depend on the slope and the product that's currently on there, Joanne, what the fix would be. If it's a tar and gravel roof, usually they just become old and they have to be replaced. The new update systems are usually a modified bitumen system. Knowing the pitch would be important for me to help you with that. But the truth is, if you just call our office, we'll send somebody out for free to take a look at it, give you an honest opinion of what you need and what it is to fix it. You can reach the office at 416-1399, and we'll send somebody right out and help you with that. And any of you, anyone else that has issues with your roof and coming into hurricane preparedness, part of that would be to prepare for it. If you think you have a leak or you think you might have an issue on your roof, let's get it looked at now. So if you did something that may only cost a few $100 now, may keep you from having issues during a hurricane and ending up with a large deductible and having to replace the entire roof. So we do that for free, give you free estimates on cost and what condition the roof system's in. And you can reach us again at 416-1399.
Yep, and it is Father's Day weekend, so we want to say happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. You know, if you haven't gotten dad something yet, head to the local big box store. Like we were saying earlier, we recommend checking out, you know, the Milwaukee Tool Packout System. It's a great storage system for the tools. And then, you know, just spend time with dad, have a good day, have a good weekend, barbecue. Try not to barbecue yourself in this heat, but.
Well, yeah, it is a great weekend and Father's Day. I'm Jared's dad. I'm 70 years old. I just got back from Seattle visiting my mother, who's 90, and my dad, who's 93. So, and Jared is one of my six children. I have six children, three girls, three boys, 22 grandchildren, and six great-grandchildren. So Universal Roof and Contracting is a family-owned company. We would love our family helping your family. So if there's anything that we can do to help you with your roofing needs or contractor needs, or windows, all of those things, you can reach us at 416-1399. It's been a great show today. I love talking to the Jacksonville people. They're so friendly and so many of you call in and talk to us. And thank you so much for all of you that have chosen us to be your contractor. And we appreciate that business. And we will always, always take very, very good care of you.
Yep. And have everybody have a good Father's Day weekend. Stay safe.
Yep. And all you fathers, God bless you and take care of your families. And you guys have a great time this Father's Day weekend. Be safe. God bless. See ya.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.